So how'd the interview go? Do you think you got the job?
Not yet. I felt like the conversation was compelling and we both seemed engaged, but it's hard to tell. This is round 3 of 5, and I get the sense that they still have several candidates in the running, and after 3 rounds, the questions start to sound the same, and it can feel like deja vu.
But did you wear your one good shirt?
You mean my interview shirt that I always wear? No. Since this is the 3rd round in the same building, I thought it would be a better idea to change it up. I even wore a suit jacket. No tie, of course.
Oh, well, look at you. I like it. That's very edgy. Did they ask you back, or at least tell you when the next communication would be?
Hinted that I would be asked back for the next round, which is next week. So fingers crossed that happens. The process is a little nerve-wracking because I really want this job and I just feel like I'm the perfect fit.
You are, and you probably will get it because you're awesome. You're great at what you do. You have all the right experience. They would be silly not to hire you.
Well, I wish you were interviewing me for the job. It would be a little less stressful. And I appreciate that, by the way. It's very kind of you to say. What about you, though? How's work going? Didn't you mention you were going through a merger?
Yeah, that's all final now. There's always uncertainty with these things, but I think it's going to be great for business, employees, and customers. It gives us a lot more scale to offer better pricing. The company we're being purchased by brings a lot of best practices and innovation to the table.
Well, that must be good for you somehow, right? I don't know how the corporate world works, but sounds like a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing because it means I can offer more to my customers. So there's not a whole lot that will change, which is the question that people always have.
Well, if I don't get this job, maybe you can hire me.
You think you're ready for a career change?